This is Phil Farron. And I am driving home. And actually, my beloved is in the car today because we are heading home from church. Brr! On a Thursday night, we got our video set up. And that was working a little bit. We came in a little early. Brought her in because the weather has gone crazy on us for Springfield. It's just gone crazy. Oh, we're in the teens. And it's like 6 o'clock in the evening. We're in the teens. We've been in the teens all day. This weekend, the high on Sunday is like 4. And the high, that's Fahrenheit, not Celsius. And the high on Monday is supposed to be like 1. So it's been a little chilly. We're not used to this here in Springfield. I know you people that listen to the podcast up there in Minot, North Dakota, or wherever it is. This is nothing but land almighty for us. This is a little chilly. But God is good. God is good. Everything seems to be fine, okay. Nothing is freezing up, which is good. So it's been a good week. I've gotten some good work done. Whew, a little chilly. I think I'm completely done with my cold now. I'm not clogged up anymore like that. Let's see. I've got writing is good. I think on chapter 30, which is usually around where these books start wrapping up. I may have a couple more chapters than an epilogue to write. But that should put me pretty well on schedule. Because I basically have 2.5 weeks now. Wow, it's a little slick. I can feel the car kind of moving around a little bit. It's been misting a little bit. And I think the roads have just a little slickness on them. So we will take it gently. So I think we're on track with the writing. This this may get to be an exciting podcast. I think we're on track with the writing. I think I know where I'm going with the epilogue. I think I know what needs to happen in the rest of the book. So it's a matter of just getting it pushed out. Now at this point, working my way through it. And I think it's going to be fine. The next big thing to figure out, of course, now that I'm wrapping this up, is cover. Got to figure out what the nursery rhyme is, got to figure out what outfits I need for the kiddos, because I'm going to need to be building the cover here mid-March-ish, so I've got a couple of weeks left to wait on that. Costumes, everything's coming along fine there. I'm actually a little ahead now. Things are loosening up on the schedule. For a couple of weeks there, it was kind of a push, but we made it. Last night, three costumes out now, which means I know what's happening tomorrow, and I got the next week, and I got the next week under control. So I need to start building tonight the Wear Something Blue Day. We did Wear Red Day, which of course was Elmo. So Wear Something Blue Day would have to be Cookie Monster. So I was telling my beloved, it's interesting because Wear Red Day was for heart health, and that was Elmo. So I talked about how that a merry heart does good like a medicine. And that was cute. There was one cute moment. I was in UPS and a lady was in there, and I walked in, dressed up like Elmo, and she was grinning, and her eyes were dancing, and she just thought that was great. And then I started talking about a merry heart, and she started quoting the verse with me. And then as we were jabbering and talking, she pulls this list out of her purse, where she has this huge list of psalms and verses and all kinds of stuff. Or she said, I've memorized all of these. I'm thinking, that's great. So fun moments. I confirmed again for myself this last week. I confirmed again last week, week before last, that I do this, I do the costumes, A, to make people smile and help them to have a, you know, fun moment, but also because it puts me within the sphere of possibility that there is going to be some sort of spectacular moment. And obviously, every week doesn't have a spectacular moment. There's a lot of fun moments, but man, when those spectacular moments come, it's just goodness. You know, when you make a connection with somebody and when you're the person that's in the right place at the right time and you make their day, it's just, it's good. It's good. So all is well there. I've been needing to confess for a little bit here. I had made a New Year's resolution that I was going to start trying to take cold showers. And I will confess that when stuff got busy with the costumes, that just went out the window. I was working on it. And then I had mentioned before that I and a young man were going to work on it, and that was Sunday. We talked about it on a Sunday, and then I talked to him the next week, and he was just like, oh yeah, I just decided this was time, so I just turned it on cold and just did it. I'm like, oh, you know, so that was a little discouraging, because I've tried that. It doesn't work like that for me. But I have purposely kind of put that on the back burner while I was trying to get the rest of the costume stuff under control, but I got it all under control. So it's going to be getting time to get back to it. And I was trying to talk myself into getting back to the whole cold shower thing. And then it turned really cold outside. And it's been really cold. So I haven't done it yet. But I do have some motivation. I happen to be looking through my YouTube feeds. And I have watched enough of these cold shower things that... you know, YouTube's going to feed you some of that stuff. So they fed me this thing of some young lady who talked about how that she had done the Wim Hof breathing stuff and followed his program for like 7 days. And then she got in and took a cold shower and she said it wasn't that bad. It was fine. And she was talking about how she'd gone up some mountain lake somewhere and sat down in the cold water and her boyfriend was trying to do it, and he couldn't do it. She said, it's not that bad, you know. And she attributed it all to doing that 7 days of the Wim Hof method. So I may try to do that, see if I can get a little farther on there, because I'm sitting there thinking, come on, Phil. The kid at church did it. He's fine. This young lady here's done it. She's fine. Come on. You can do this. So we'll get that picked back up here in just a little bit. Have a few more costumes that I have to get under control. Have the wear blue costume, which is pretty easy because I've got all the patterns for that. But then also I have the National Button Week costume that I've got the stuff for that I need to get put together. So I'll get all that put together and then we'll give this a second run. And speaking of Wim Hof, I came across an article and I can't see my notes at this point, but I'll get into my notes once I get into the garage. It was an interesting article because it did mention Wim Hof and did mention this whole mind-body connection stuff, which I find really fascinating. That and the placebo effect, the idea of the placebo effect is really fascinating. And I think the title of the article is something like The Science Behind the Miracles or something like that. And, you know, they are talking about the fact that the mind does have the ability to influence the chemicals that are produced by the body. And there's a whole slew of chemicals that are produced by the body. And so when you have someone like a Wim Hof that has exercised enough discipline and enough training that he can go outside and you know, swim in freezing cold underwater for, and under the ice for some ridiculous amounts. And I think he actually ran a marathon up above the Arctic Circle just wearing shorts. And, you know, that he actually has demonstrated, and I think, you know, has been in a lab and shown that he can do it, that he can control a lot of things that we just don't necessarily think were controllable. It's really amazing. And the article talks about all the different things that we have access to. And what is interesting is the article also mentions that there's a physician, I think it was a physician or a researcher, that basically said, look, we don't believe that, you know, the brain is capable of everything. He said, but certainly the brain is capable of far more than we realize in terms of the mind-body connection and what can be controlled. So it's a very interesting avenue of study. There was a kind of a paranormal documentary that I was watching, and there was a piece of that where the doctor, he was a doctor, and he had experienced some sort of break in his back where, he was bicycling, I think, and he was in some race and came around a corner and he was broadsided and it knocked him, you know, off. And I mean, just really, really messed up his back. And of course they were saying, you're never going to walk again, and yada, yada. And they wanted to go put pins in and all kinds of stuff. And it seems like he went home and he said, that he every day would get up, you know, there, or somebody would help him get up, whatever. Every day he would sit in a chair and he would visualize his spine. And he would visualize all the bones in his spine. And he would focus on seeing, you know, the lowest bone reconstructed and then the next one on top of it and the next one on top of it. And he said, he would get distracted and then he would start over again, and he would visualize and visualize. And I think he said it took him like 3 months or something to get to the place where he could go through every bone and visualize it being rebuilt. And from the way he talked, his back rebuilt itself. So, you know, and he was back walking again. And, you know, that's a pretty astonishing thing. You know, if the mind is capable of that, which I've said bunches and bunches of times, that I believe that faith is built right into this world, and that we can, through faith, access all the miracles that Jesus told us that we could, and that Jesus loves faith. And since we're running on him in this world, since everything consists through him, I'm getting my mail, one moment. I think there are just lots of astonishing things that we are capable of, that we haven't necessarily accessed. So, I don't know, it'll be interesting to see when we get to heaven just how much of it was available to us. And I really, really would like to get there before heaven. But we'll see. Step at a time, step at a time, step at a time. So anyways, it's an interesting article. And I actually haven't had anything to eat yet since Tuesday night. And it's almost 6:30. And I'm almost ready just to wrap this up and call it quits. And we'll say that's it for this week. But I believe the name of the article, I will at least get the name of the article, and I'll glance over it here real quick before we close up. need to get the van into the garage. And my phone is buzzing because the cameras have seen that we've made it home. We installed some, we installed the Blink camera system around our house. And I have to say, you know, that once you start down that road, it gets to be like, well, let's see, where else do we need a camera? So anyways, yeah, it is called The Science Behind the Miracles by Eric Vance. And it really is interesting. So some of the things that Wim Hof can do. A man who can endure near freezing water for 45 minutes at a stretch. Same man could run a barefoot marathon in the Arctic or swim 50 meters under the ice of a frozen lake. Imagine that man said the secret to his ability not only to allow him to climb the Himalayan mountains wearing shorts, but also to erase, ease everything from chronic pain to Crohn's disease and even Parkinson's. I mean, it's really astonishing. All the things that this guy can do. And it's just breathing and cold exposure. So, you know, this is worth investigating. I just gotta get myself going. And they talk in the article as well about placebo experiments and weightlifters and giving them placebos and having them perform just as well as, you know, in performance-enhancing drugs. And so then it gets into the question of, is it really the performance-enhancing, or is it the fact they think they're taking the performance-enhancing? Really, really fascinating stuff. Anyways, it's been a good day. We're hoping for warmer temperatures. This is Phil Farron, and I have made it home.